Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. And Dave Dickey will be heading to the Farm Progress Show in Amana, Iowa next week, Dave. And we hope people will stop by and say hello.
Indeed, we will be. We'll be in the AgriGold tent facility, and we'll have our brand new AM580 mouse pads to hand out, as well as our agricultural e-letter, number of market commodity panels each and every day at 9:30 and 11 in the morning and 1:30 in the afternoon. That, of course, next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, all our agricultural programming as well as our weather forecasts coming from the Farm Progress Show in Amana, Iowa. And we do hope that you come by and give us a time or two to chat with you about what's going on in your neck of the woods regarding your crops. Cash hog prices across the Midwest today are expected to be steady to weak as packers fill their nearby needs and pull away from the market. Terminals are called mostly steady to $3 lower today, tops from $50 to $51. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, August 24th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 14,383 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $66.50 to $78, a weighted average $72.51, a loss of 14 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $52.93 to $61, a weighted average $56.40. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $13,581. The base price range was $65 to $78.50. The weighted average was $74.48, a loss of $1.66 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $53.25 to $58.35, and the weighted average was $56.02.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolandagrienergy.com.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, I was glad to hear earlier that you were saying that the weather conditions over at the Farm Progress Show might be pretty doggone good, even though now with these semi-permanent facilities, it's not as much of an issue with the rain.
It's still an issue, though, when you think about the parking lots and all of that. So it'll be good to maybe avoid some mud, although some showers and thunderstorms will roll across the Farm Progress Show site today, tomorrow, and Sunday. One model we look at has rain in there on Monday, but at this point I don't think that's going to be the case because that model does not do well with the longer range. So I hope that the weather will indeed pan out as the models say. And before I get into my discussion of the weather for today, I will just say sometimes the computer models that we look at, and when we look far out in the future, we have to look at these models to get any sense of what might happen. And they are nothing more than numerical simulations of the movement of air in the atmosphere over time using the basic equations of physics. But because the atmosphere is so complicated and you don't get continuous observations from all points in the world, there are some gaps in the data going into the models, and then some assumptions have to be made to run the models in a timely fashion. So that's why you end up with different solutions. Different models use slightly different parameters to come out with their forecast. Oftentimes, there's a good agreement, but today there's not. When I look at even Sunday, in our area, there's some disagreement in what the models say. And of course, Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, and on, the models are in complete disagreement. The European model holds the frontal system that's near us in the Ohio River Valley through the middle of next week with showers and thunderstorms. So we have to take that into account. All the American models push the rain south. So if we believe just those, we're going to be turning dry for much of next week after some rain over the weekend. One thing for sure, there is some rain out there already in parts of the Midwest Corn Belt, as close by as Northwestern and parts of West Central Illinois. Some scattered heavy showers and thunderstorms did occur over portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin during the past 24 hours. Another cluster of rain has now moved into central Missouri. There are parts of Missouri that have been very, very dry of late, and some of those areas are benefiting from some needed moisture. Maybe too late to avoid some yield losses, but nonetheless, some areas in Missouri that have been very dry are getting some showers and thunderstorms this morning. So we will have scattered showers and thunderstorms across the Midwest this weekend. As we go through the weekend, more for the southern sections of the Midwest, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, northern areas will turn drier. And then it looks like high pressure builds in next week. That is going to dry things out, and temperatures are going to be rather seasonable much of the week. There are still some signs that for at least a brief period of time, some hotter weather will start to work into the Midwest, especially western areas, as we get into the latter part of next week. But we don't see any excessive heat. We do just see warm weather continuing. So that's going to be good for moving crops along. We don't see any weather problems in terms of extreme wetness or cold air coming in. The cold air is staying out for the foreseeable future. So we'll see you at the Farm Progress Show next week in Amana, Iowa. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 459 down 3, last trade down 1 3/4 at the Board of Trade. September wheat opened at 374 3/4 down 3/4, last trade down 2. December 395 1/4 down 1/2, last trade down 2. September corn opened at 227 down 1/2, last trade down 1 1/4. December 243 3/4 down 1/2, last trade down 1 1/2. March 258 1/4 down 1/4, last trade down 1 3/4. July 277 1/4 down 1/4, last trade down 1 3/4. Redline December 295 down 1/4, last trade down 1 1/4. September beans opened at 549 3/4 down 1 1/2, last trade down 1 3/4. November 564 down 1, last trade down 1 1/4. January 576 1/4 down 1 3/4, last trade down 1 3/4. July 605 3/4 down 2 1/2, last trade down 2 1/2. September soybean meal opened at 161.80 unchanged, last trade down 20. September soybean oil opened at 24.98 unchanged, last trade down 3. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Dave.
Having been in the seat here for about a week, and when I looked at the technical charts and just looking at them on first glance, I might have had a little bit of optimism about how technical action has occurred this week, and then I began to look at some analysis and some other seasonal things, and I'm not so sure that my first blush was all that encouraging.
Well, I tend to agree with you. I think today we're going to look, for instance, on corn. If we can close that September on, which would be the weekly chart, if we can close that above about 225 1/4, according to our technicians, that might confirm a weekly bottom and give us some hope and make things interesting next week for the trade. So that's one number to watch a little bit on the corn today. Beans, you know, we're really going to struggle with these beans, I think. We probably need a close above 569, and the November beans might trigger some more short covering. But again, with the numbers out there on beans and everybody's feeling with the rains we're getting, we're definitely probably going to see higher yields in beans than the government had forecast in August. So they're going to really struggle to get a lot going at this point in time.
So the calls for the open on corn and beans?
Well, I think they're just going to follow the overnights. They're probably, everything's going to be called initially down 1 to 2 lower. End of the week, profit-taking, a little back-and-filling going on here in the market. And after the opening and first half hour, we'll just see where the trade wants to take us from there.
Would really like to see a bottom formed in this wheat market, thinking that it might help the corn market.
True, very true. And, you know, Kansas City's probably closer to doing that than Chicago at this time. And from a fundamental point of view, that ought to happen, too, because there's a still a need for hard red wheat, and they're the group that suffered the most this summer.
Of course, Pro Farmer putting out its national projections, its final estimates at 1:30 today. Will the trade take any interest in that?
I think they've been following that all week. I think that has been one of the fundamental driving forces this week, along with really good demand pretty much in all the grains all week. And we've kind of done a spreadsheet here in the office. Tom's put this together, and it's real interesting to kind of compare this year and last year versus the USDA. And numbers are coming out really kind of similar to last year, just as an average in the states that they have done, just briefly, from the high to the low. The average from what the USDA wound up with, what Pro Farmer had in 05, was down, they underestimated 8.48 from the August report from the USDA. Right now they're down 14.26. So kind of similar from last year, and we'll just see how it goes.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve Schilling of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We join the BBC in progress.